It's Now Again. Welcome back to It's Now Again, the podcast where we explore mindfulness practices from a secular, evidence-based perspective. My name is Jeremy West. I'm your host, and today we're going to delve into a concept that's central to both mindfulness and Buddhist teachings, the middle way, particularly as it relates to right effort. The middle way is about finding balance, avoiding extremes, and applying just the right amount of effort in our practice and our lives. In today's episode, we'll explore how to find that sweet spot between too much and too little effort, so your mindfulness practice can be both effective and sustainable. In our fast-paced, goal-oriented society, it's easy to fall into the trap of thinking that more effort is always better. We might approach our mindfulness practice with the same mindset, pushing ourselves to meditate longer, focus harder, or achieve a particular state of mind. But just as too little effort can lead to complacency and stagnation, too much effort can lead to strain, burnout, and frustration. The key is to find a balance, a middle way, where our effort is steady, consistent, and appropriately aligned with our current state. The concept of right effort comes from the Eightfold Path in Buddhism, where it's described as the effort to prevent unwholesome states from arising, to abandon those that have arisen, to cultivate wholesome states, and to maintain those that have already developed. But right effort is not about straining or forcing ourselves to achieve something. Instead, it's about applying just the right amount of energy, enough to keep us engaged and growing, but not so much that we become tense or overwhelmed. To better understand this concept, let's consider the metaphor of tuning a musical instrument. If the strings of a guitar or violin are too loose, the instrument will produce a dull, lifeless sound. But if the strings are too tight, they're likely to snap, and the sound will be harsh and strained. To play beautiful music, the strings must be tuned just right, neither too loose nor too tight. In the same way, our mindfulness practice requires the right balance of effort, not too much, not too little, but just right. When we apply too little effort in our mindfulness practice, we risk becoming complacent, distracted, or engaged. Our practice might become mechanical, something we go through the motions of without really being present. On the other hand, when we apply too much effort, we can become tense, rigid, and overly self-critical. We might push ourselves to meditate for longer than we're comfortable with, or we might judge ourselves harshly when our minds wander. Both extremes can lead to frustration and can ultimately hinder our progress. The middle way of right effort is about finding that balance, approaching our practice with a sense of ease, curiosity, and commitment, but without forcing or straining. It's about being present with what is without trying to make our experience different from what is. This balanced effort allows us to stay engaged with our practice over the long term, making it a sustainable and rewarding part of our lives. To illustrate the concept of right effort, let's talk about the children's story, The Tortoise and the Hare. Once upon a time, there was a tortoise and a hare who decided to have a race. The hare, confident in his speed, sprinted ahead and quickly left the tortoise far behind. But feeling overconfident, the hare decided to take a nap, thinking he had plenty of time to win the race. Meanwhile, the tortoise continued at his slow and steady pace, never stopping or straining, but always moving forward. When the hare finally woke up, he realized the tortoise was near the finish line. The hare raced ahead, but it was too late. The tortoise crossed the finish line first, winning the race. This story reminds us that slow and steady effort often wins the race. In our mindfulness practice, it's not about how quickly we progress or how intense our effort is. It's about consistency, balance, and the steady application of right effort. Like the tortoise, we can cultivate a mindfulness practice that's sustainable, steady, and effective by finding the middle way of right effort. Now that we've explored the concept of the middle way and right effort, let's talk about some practical techniques you can use to apply this balance of mindfulness to your own life. Start with gentle intention. Begin your mindfulness practice with a gentle intention. Instead of setting rigid goals or expectations, set an intention to be present, curious, and kind to yourself. For example, your intention might be, I will approach this meditation with openness and ease, allowing myself to be present with whatever arises. This intention helps you to approach your practice with the right balance of effort, engaged but not forceful. Number two, listen to your body. Your body can be a valuable guide in finding the right effort. During your mindfulness practice, regularly check in with your body. Are you holding tension in your shoulders or jaw? Are you straining to sit still or focus? If you notice any signs of strain, gently adjust your posture, take a deep breath, and allow yourself to relax. By listening to your body, you can find a more comfortable and balanced way of practicing. Number three, practice mindful pacing. Just like the tortoise in the story, practice mindful pacing in your mindfulness journey. Instead of trying to do everything at once, focus on one step at a time. If you're new to mindfulness, start with short sessions, even a minute, and gradually increase the duration as you become more comfortable. If you've been practicing for a while, allow yourself to slow down and deepen your practice rather than pushing for more intensity. Mindful pacing helps you stay engaged without becoming overwhelmed. Number four, cultivate self-compassion. Right effort is closely tied to self-compassion. When you find yourself struggling or feeling discouraged, practice self-compassion by acknowledging that it's okay to have ups and downs in your practice. Instead of pushing through with more effort, take a moment to be kind to yourself. You might say, "I'm doing my best," and that's enough. This compassionate approach helps you stay balanced and prevents burnout. And number five, if this is what you really need to work on, set an intention for balanced effort. Set a daily intention to apply right effort in your mindfulness practice. You might frame this intention as a question: how many more ways can I continue to find balance in my mindfulness practice, applying just the right amount of effort even more? This intention will guide your practice and help you stay attuned to the middle way. The middle way of right effort is about finding balance in your mindfulness practice, allowing it to be sustainable, effective, and deeply rewarding. By applying just the right amount of effort, neither too much nor too little, you can cultivate a practice that supports your well-being and growth over the long term. I would also just caution you to guard against trying too hard to figure out what the exact right amount is. Just let whatever is be. That's it for today's episode. I hope you found some valuable insights into this concept of right effort and how you can apply the middle way to your mindfulness practice. If you're interested in going deeper into your mindfulness practice or need personalized guidance in finding balance, I offer one-on-one coaching sessions where we can explore these topics together. Visit jeremywest.net for more information. You can also check out my new app entitled It's Now Again at jeremywest.net, where you'll find a growing library of mindfulness practices, including guided meditations to support your journey of balanced effort. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, share it with others who might benefit, and rate the podcast. Your support helps us reach more people and continue exploring these important topics together. Until next time, keep practicing, keep growing, and remember, it's now again.